Psalm 44 says, O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, the work that you did in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations. Then you planted them. You afflicted the peoples. Then you spread them abroad. For by their own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your presence, for you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push back our adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor will my sword save me. But you have saved us from our adversaries, and you have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Water.
The water you turn me to wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you.
Into the darkness.
Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Water.
The water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
If our God is for us,
and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God,
and if our God,
then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against?
There is
Thank you. let's just think on Him and His sacrifice and what it means.
For an empty receipt.
and see his body.
And see his body, his blood. Know that he has overcome every trial we will face. You're the victorious one. Not too lost to be saved. Not too broken or ashamed. All are welcome in this place.
By your mercy.
By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us
are going to come to his table now, and we're doing it now in the service. And so children, if your parents believe you're able to do so, to come to communion, you'll be part of it today as well. But first we're going to be continuing in music as we prepare for communion. Roland King has a song about communion that he's going to come and sing, and then we'll go into our communion service.
Take this bread I'm giving to you, and as you do, remember me. This bread is my body, broken for you. Take it, eat it. And as you do, remember me, remember me. Take this cup I give to you, and as you do, remember me. This cup is the new covenant I'm making with you. Take it, drink it, and as you do, remember me, remember me. Take this love I give to you, and as you do, remember me, remember me, remember me.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Can we have these lights, Roger? And Megan, if you put the screen up. Thank you. So we have prepared for communion with the last of the worship songs today. Very meaningful. And now with Roland's offering, thank you for that. All recalling Jesus' own words, in which he said that we should do this in remembrance of him. And so we do, and it is in remembrance of him. I thought of the irony of, by the way, just a little fact not everyone knows, the The screen doesn't work unless these lights are on. So if you wonder sometimes why the screen's not up, when we tied the screen in up in the ceiling, we tied it into the circuit governed by these lights. So anyway, I thought that, you know, Good Friday, there was darkness while Jesus was crucified, and this communion is remembering that time. But we can't forget that that was preparation for the first day of the week on a Sunday when the women went to the tomb early in the morning when the sun was coming up and the new light came, and Jesus is our light. So even though we remember the darkness of his death, we also remember the brightness of his life and our life in him. Lord, we thank you for this time at the table. It's a table that you set before us. It's a table that recalls for us your body given, your blood shed. And we are so grateful that you gave your life for us, that in you, through your ushering in of your kingdom, not fully as it will be at the end of time, but in many very real ways now, that we walk with you and that you're present with us, and we praise you. And so at this table, we remember. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim his death until he comes. Whenever you're ready, in whatever order you'd like to come, come down the side aisle as soon as those helping me are in place, and come to the center to receive communion. God, we thank you and praise you that you invite us to this table. More than that, that it is at this table that we remember how your Son, O God, our Father Almighty, came as you emptied yourself and took the form of a servant and humbled yourself even to death on the cross. A death through which we no longer die, but by faith in Jesus live forever with you. Whether we live in the eternity of now or the eternity forever, it is in your presence that we dwell. Help us to dwell in you by faith. Thank you for refreshing us whenever we remember this. And Lord, we bring to you other prayers that are on our prayer list today. We pray for these, and help us to be disciplined as we carry this home, to keep praying for many of these people as you bring them to mind during the week. We pray today for Kay, who has been struggling with the fact that that knee surgery didn't put together her knee the way it was supposed to be, and she's still experiencing a lot of pain, plus with her hip. We just pray for your mercy for Ray and Kay, and that perhaps the doctors can find a way to bring her relief as you guide them. Be with Mary Bell Shower as she's gone over to Manor Care and is there for therapy and is in a weakened state in her advanced age. And just be with her and bless her. Bless Brian Davis and his family, Laura and their children and grandchildren, as Brian continues to receive weekly blood transfusions for his illness. And trust you for a miracle of healing. Lord, we've seen miracles of healings so often through Brian's life. And such a servant and worshiper and leader and student of your word and an inspiration to so many of us. We pray you pour out your mercy to him in this time. And that, Lord, if there be healing on this side of heaven, that it be his by your miraculous hand, knowing that if healing is on the other side, that it's equally miraculous. Be, Lord God, with my brother-in-law, Dave Cobb, who is in the hospital right now, has had repeated heart problems, and will be getting a pacemaker on Monday. I pray that will help strengthen his heart and guard his life. Be with Kelly, who's on bed rest during her pregnancy, as they found this problem that they are trying to deal with in the pregnancy, and Lord, that she's doing so well as she's confined now to bed rest and mostly in a recliner, but surrounded by meals that I think are scheduled through the next couple of weeks, and yet they'll need them for a long time. Thank you that we have the opportunity to serve Bob and Kelly and that Bob can be with us today. Just bless them, Lord, in this time. Bless Madge as she continues to seek your healing in her eye, and however that might come, give her the grace for that time. Be with Joel Ryder's mother, Frances, who had a fall recently as her advanced age. We pray that there's no serious injuries from that and that she'll do well going forward. We continue to thank you, Lord, for new life as we anticipate meeting baby Carr at the right time after there's plenty of time to grow in the womb, and now looking forward to meeting Greg and Rosalie's new child, Max, and thank you for the safe birth that they experienced, and be with the others, Lord, who are expecting. And we add to that today Christy Shannon, who is expecting in October. Thank you that Jerry and Christy and their six children were all with us for their drop-in yesterday as we were able to host that, and will be coming in September to share their ministry as they continue in that ministry, turning over Embracing Hope Ethiopia to the locals who operate that ministry and moving on to Istanbul, Turkey at the beginning of next year. We treasure the opportunity to partner with them in their ministry. We also we pray, Lord, for Janelle Diener and her friend Sarah and Chris Burns, whom we heard recently here last week, as Janelle traveled all the way up to with her friend to Alaska by car and got there safely. And may the upward adventures experiences up there be very powerful for the youth that attend. We thank you for those opportunities. What a way to touch these young people's lives with the beauty of your creation and opportunities to reflect on life in a different setting where sometimes we pay a little different attention. And thank you for anointing Chris as he leads all that. We pray for protection in this world as we are once again grieved to hear about the loss of life in Great Britain, in London, and it seems like this is happening more and more. Lord, we pray that there'll be a return to the reverence for life in our world and that those responsible for terror can be stopped. And we pray for the families of those who just recently, this weekend, have lost loved ones. Father, we rejoice in the milestones of life and thank you that Aubrey, among others, and Noah Queen, Abigail's brother, both graduated with many others from Lancaster County Christian School yesterday. And many of us know others who are graduating at this time of year. We know Frankie just graduated from Millersville. We just pray that each one will have your hand upon their lives as they move in new directions and trust you to guide them. Lord, these things we pray in the name of and for the sake of and in the glory for Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. I want to tell you that I was at the commissioning, honored to be the pastor for Aubrey Eshelman. Many of you know Aubrey. She's in the back over there. Wave your hand, Aubrey. She was a valedictorian of her class. That's the highest grade average. She shared it with one other girl who out to about, what was it, the ninth decimal point was tied with you in your grade average. But they both spoke at graduation along with the salutatorian, and Aubrey was really a blessing in her witness there and in her accomplishments. She's going to Taylor University. If some of you remember Dan Yutzi, who was one of my mentors Somebody who's touched Joyce's in my life and our family very profoundly was tragically killed in a car accident a number of years ago. He taught at Taylor University. So this is kind of tugging at my heartstrings just to know that Aubrey's going out there. And Aubrey, I don't know how many of you are fully aware of this, she and her family were missionaries until a couple of years ago in Albania. And they're back home right now. But she spent a long time there in a mission school where a lot of missionary kids went. And I want to introduce Hannah today, who's next to Aubrey. She's a teacher from that school and part of their mission team. And she flew all the way here from Albania just for this graduation and surprised, really surprised Aubrey when she saw that she was the one that was her sister went to pick up at the airport. So that's such a blessing that you did that, Hannah. And when do you go back?
Monday.
Well, have a safe journey. And thanks for being here for that. So that's all great. Now, Matt's going to continue with our announcements. I want to mention to the children, we're going to break for the greeting after the announcements, but don't leave. Come up here. I have a little message for you before you go downstairs, okay?
Good morning, everyone. By way of announcement, just a reminder that Sunday school will not be happening until after Labor Day, so we are done with our Sunday school for now through the summer. So September 10th will be the first time that kicks in again. Also, painters. If you noticed when you came in the driveway this morning, I can see that Mike Shirley already started painting down there on some window frames. It looks great. There's also a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall. If any of you can help, just write your name in and the times, like on the day when you can be here, so Mike Shirley can help coordinate making sure you have everything you need so we can get our church building looking a little better and getting some paint on it. Also, just a reminder of the fundraisers that we're having to help families who are going to CFO. I saw someone put something on the signboard out front there by the street. If you can, I'm not sure if you guys were handing out a sign-up sheet today or not, but there were sign-up sheets handed out last week to sign up for the bake sale and to also sign up for the pancake and car wash on June 17th. So if you could help out with that, make some baked goods, and also help out at the pancake breakfast and car wash on June 17th, you can let Ashley or Joyce know. Okay. If you are making baked goods, Joyce was just saying, if you could have them here at the church by Friday night, I believe, that would be helpful. Let's see. Sports camp. We're having sports camp again this year. It's June 12th through the 15th, so that's Monday through Thursday. It's going to start at 6 o'clock every evening. The first night, Monday night, will be here at the church. The next two nights, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be at the Millersville track. And then the Thursday, the fourth night, will be at Sharon Gring's house. And that'll be 6 o'clock. Feel free. Anyone can come out and spectate. And we had a lot of spectators last year. It was lots of fun. So do come out. And it'll be a fun time watching the little kiddos run around and learn sports. So we're looking forward to that. VBS is going to be held July 23rd through the 27th. See Rebecca if you would like to help out in any way. And just a reminder for the church picnic, Sunday, August the 13th. Mark that out in your calendar. Also, CFO. I just talked about the fundraiser for families going to CFO. If you're still interested in going, the announcement here is saying that registrations are still being accepted for CFO if you'd still like to go. So that is everything by way of announcements. And remember, kids, we're going to break for the greeting right now, but don't leave at the end of the greeting. Pastor Steve is going to be having a little message for the kids. So at this time, we can greet one another in Jesus' name.